GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is getting closer to a badly needed infusion of cash. Terry Bell reports.
The Council's Steering and Rules Committee is backing the 2% sales tax, which could bring in almost $194 million in new revenue. The city needs the money to avoid deep cuts to services in 2025. The opportunity to vote on a new local sales tax was created by the state legislature and Governor Evers as part of the shared revenue deal. The full Common Council is expected to vote on the tax on July 11th. 10 of the 15 council members must vote for it in order to pass. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A Hollywood executive who grew up in Milwaukee is pushing to have more films made in Wisconsin. John Ridley is talking to policymakers and business owners about better tax incentives to bring movie making here.
This is not a lefty liberal issue. This is not a conservative business issue. This is a jobs issue.
Ridley was on Upfront on WISN-TV Sunday, and he says he hopes to have a bill passed in 3 years. Dangerous driving, inadequate infrastructure, and larger and heavier vehicles may be leading to more pedestrian fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
According to a report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association, pedestrian deaths rose 50% from 2021 to 2022 in Wisconsin, with 75 pedestrians killed in traffic crashes last year. One of the top safety officials with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation called the steep increase in pedestrian fatalities alarming. David Pabst, the director of transportation safety at the state DOT, also said reckless driving is not something just happening in big cities, but around the entire state and country. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin scientists say they're gaining a better understanding of how chronic wasting disease spreads among deer and elk. More from Eric Galatis.
Stuart Lichtenberg, co-author of a new University of Wisconsin at Madison-led report, says the team wanted to find out if deer ticks that were found on white-tailed deer killed by hunters carried prions, the misfolded proteins that spread the disease.
We were actually able to detect what we call transmission-relevant doses of CWD prions. That is to say that there's enough prions present in those ticks that it could cause disease in an animal that's susceptible to CWD.
Lichtenberg warned scientists still do not completely understand how CWD spreads, but this new research shows potential options for mitigating transmission if ticks are in fact a major contributor. I'm Eric Galatis.
Xcel Energy, the utility provider for much of western Wisconsin, announced last week it now generates more than half of its energy carbon-free, and the company is on track to meet its renewable energy goals for 2030. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
Schwabe on Public Safety has referred charges against a Green Bay man for a murder that happened on March 1st. According to WFRV News, 21-year-old Prez G. Wade has actually been in custody since March 2nd on unrelated charges. Wade is from Green Bay and has not been officially charged at the moment. The crime took place at the Creekwood Apartments on the 2800 block of Viking Drive. The homicide victim is a 23-year-old Green Bay man. A man crashed his car into a house while running from police. The incident happened in Oshkosh when the police pulled the man over near South Park Avenue and Knapp Street around 10:25 Monday night. The man sped off and ended up crashing into a house close to the intersection of 5th Avenue and Gunther Street. Police issued a statement saying the man was arrested for 6 offenses, 2 of which include hit and run and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. According to WLUK News, the man still has not been charged. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Mets. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers faced the Mets' Justin Verlander and managed to pull out the win 2-1 at Citi Field in Queens last night. Joey Weimer managed to get a 2-run homer in the 6th after Verlander was replaced by Drew Smith.
And Weimer pumped, and he looks right back at the wall, and it's out of here.
Joey Weimer on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-strike count, 2 outs, not trying to do too much. Just got a good pitch to hit and put a good swing on it.
The Mets, Drew Smith, back from a 10-game suspension after using a sticky substance in a game, was asked did he do anything differently on the mound.
No. I mean, I used maybe a little less rosin today, but no, everything else, same routine. 2 strikes, 2-2 count, just got to execute better.
The 40-year-old Verlander didn't get any run support from the Mets batters.
I don't think anybody saw this coming, man. Disappointing. It's disappointing for everybody in this room. I know it's disappointing for the fans. Just got to just keep trying.
The Reds lost 10-3 after a rain delay in Baltimore. That put Milwaukee back on top by half a game in the NL Central. Game 2 of the 4-game series is tonight at 6:10 in New York. Milwaukee's Julio Teheran against the Mets lefty David Peterson. College baseball, after losing 24-4 to the Florida Gators over the weekend, the LSU Tigers came back last night to win 18-4 and clinch the men's college baseball World Series. NFL, after 16 years in Green Bay, Mason Crosby is a free agent. The Packers drafting place kicker Anders Carlson out of Auburn.
Obviously, Packers, drafted Anders there in the sixth round. And, they've been open in the media, at least, that doors never closed on, a guy like myself. I'm training. I'm preparing for training camp. Someone gives me a shout.
Crosby on ESPN Wisconsin. The New York Jets could be the team that ends up on HBO's Hard Knocks this summer. Head coach Robert Saleh.
I haven't gotten word or anything like that. I know there's several teams that would love for Hard Knocks to be in their building. We're just not one of them. So.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
brother, like
a
solid. Right on.
Hey, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. This haze is kind of bringing the mood down, though.
Well, man, it's... It's not funny, man. I mean, dangerous.
Very bad.
And they're saying that people should not even be outside for extended periods of time, even if they're healthy, right? You look and you clearly see that, the sky should be blue. And it's not, right? And so, It is a terrible thing, man, and you would think that the sun, the power of the rays of the sun would burn it off, but apparently, as long as it continues to burn, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I think I just heard on the news update that today is supposed to be the worst day, so hopefully it's going to get better.
Yeah, well, hopefully it will, man, because it's... Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's not just us. It's the entire kind of, places around Lake Michigan, the states and whatnot. So anyway, I want to, before we get started, I want to say congratulations to Versity Blood Donation Center for taking such good care of me yesterday. As I donated blood, there's so many humbling things, Calvin, as we age. I remember as a young man donating blood, they would look at my arms and say, "Oh, what beautiful veins. Oh, it's got great veins." I know Calvin's got great veins. I don't even have to look at his arms. I know he has great veins. You know why his veins are great? Because he's young. And so as they were trying to find out whether I had any veins, because as we age, the veins aren't as strong as they used to be. And as they were trying to find out, I said, "Look, I know there must be some in there somewhere because the blood continues to flow to keep me alive." But yeah, man, the veins, you don't see them the way you do when you're young. And they've got to figure out a way to try to get there. Well, right now, I don't know, man. Your pulse is lower than it should be. We don't know if we're going to be able to get the blood today because your pulse is, oh, wait a minute, your blood pressure, oh, it's too high. Let's switch to the other arm. Maybe we need to get the doctor in here to see. I said, wait a minute. If all those things are happening to me, maybe let's not take the blood today. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no, we're not going to let you out of here. You came here to donate blood. We don't care if you have to crawl out of here. We're gonna take the blood. But anyway, man, again, congratulations to the staff of Versity Blood Center in Milwaukee for taking such good care of me. And then they don't let you out without having already scheduled a second appointment. Oh, we got one. We've got him on the line. We've got a fish on the line. So, yeah, and congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood. Because, you know, you think, and for those who haven't donated it, you somehow think that you're going to feel weak and all those things afterwards. But no, you know, just drink a lot of fluids, and I feel back. Never felt weak or any of those things. So anyway. But let me say this. Calvin, did you take, during COVID, man, were you taking COVID shots?
I had, like, the vaccine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I had the initial shot and the first booster.
So, what are your thoughts on vaccines, man, in general?
That we should all trust them and get them. I don't know.
Boy, are you ever a nut. hey, this is what some people will say, right? Look, man, we take vaccines from the day we are born. We don't even know it, but they give us vaccines before we even released from the hospital. You know, when animals come into the world, dogs and cats, what do, man? Vaccinate them, right?
Yep.
And why do they think they vaccinate them? Okay. They've done research and they know that there are things that you need to inoculate them against. They're new life coming into a world that is full of uncertainties. And same thing with human beings. New life coming into the world. And so all of us, even the greatest of vaccine haters, have been vaccinated. So I always thought about all of the people who had all kind of excuses why they shouldn't take the COVID vaccine. I don't know. I wasn't one of them. I took all of them. And guess what, Calvin? I don't think I'm the worst for having taken them. You know, maybe I did lose a few brain, you know, portions or segments of my memory and those kind of things. But no, I looked at the situation, and from my perspective at this point in my life, I was watching people of my age demographic contracting COVID and dying. So for me, I'm not talking about anybody else, the option was that I was going to take the vaccines, and I'm still here. Now, there are people who did not take the vaccines, and they're still here. But, you know, I'm a guy, man, I got a shingles vaccine scheduled for today. I've had shingles before. I don't want to ever get shingles again. There's a vaccination for shingles, and as people age, they're more likely to contract shingles. Now, maybe you don't want to take vaccines. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, it took me many years to finally accept the flu vaccine. Over the last 2 years of my life, I've taken the flu vaccine because I've realized, hey, I'm not Calvin. I'm not that young guy anymore. And yes, our bodies change. Our physiology, the physiology of our bodies change. And none of us can stay here forever. We get old and we can't fight off all of the things that we are exposed to. Now, I got a reason for why I'm having this conversation. For all of those anti-vaxxers. Oh, David, what was his name? What was Fauci's first name? It wasn't David. I forgot his name. But anyway, maybe I need a vaccine for remembering Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, you know. Let's do this. I'll go to Ron after the break because I really want to give him a chance. We're coming up quickly on the break. But here's why I'm talking about this. The next big advancement in cancer treatment going to be vaccines. So if you or I wind up with cancer and you're an anti-vaxxer, man, and they've come up with vaccinations that can stave off cancer. Well, I'm not going, well, me, oh no, I'm not. Hey man, wait a minute. Life or death? What is your argument? Well, you know, some folks said that we shouldn't. What are you talking about, man? This is on the horizon. And do I trust our government 100%? Do I trust what they do in healthcare? No, I don't, man. I really don't. But I see so many people dying of cancer, man. All of us, if we live long enough, are going to contract cancer. No question. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care, you know, how strong you are, how beautiful you are. We're going to contact cancer. No question. And if the option is living or dying, what do you choose? The vaccine or death? Listen, we've got to go to a break. Run, hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. For all you anti-vaxxers. Oh, no, no. They're poisoning us. Yes. But what is the option? 844-967-2789 is the number. Calvin, it's you and me today, buddy, and the listening audience. We'll be right back.
Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Right, right on. Right on.
Law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 76. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 56. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 78. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Thursday and Friday. Upper 70s Thursday, low 80s by Friday. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 76 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Your thoughts on vaccines. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron. Thank you very much. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I think you're absolutely right on. I'm a person who believes in vaccination. Not 100% all the time, but 99% of the time I get the shot. And I by the way, I also get blood. I think the problem with some of these people is they've gotten,
bad information.
Out having, there was this whole thing about 10, 15, 20 years ago about, well, you've got this thermiol or something in the shot, in the concoction, and it could affect our kids.
Autism.
And so we're not going to give our kids shots.
Right, autism.
That got shot down pretty much. But anyway, I got to get going here, but I said anybody who was alive in the early 1950s, like me.
And me.
Knows damn well, and you, knows damn well why vaccination is critical to the future of the human race. And in that period of time, I got 2 polio shots, and they saved me from a horrible, horrible illness that crippled people and killed them. I had little classmates in grade school that were on lung machines, iron lungs, tin cans, for the rest of their lives, and their lives were shorter as a result because they didn't get the shot because people didn't care. But most people did, and we all survived it because most people did. So I think some of these parents, are misguided and could be, led differently. And now we have Robert Kennedy Jr. coming along, restarting this whole thing. But I think we have to get back to a sane place, and we have to have a sense of you really believe in these super conspiracy theories that Bill Gates is putting nanobots in the vaccine? That's how he's going to control us. He doesn't control the vaccine makers. He doesn't control chemistry. He's a computer guy, you know, but they've got all these wild and, you know, crazy ideas, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's QAnon stuff, you know.
Don't be afraid
of the real problem.
You know, your
political enemy.
When you and I were kids, tuberculosis, all of iron lung, there was all of these things that our parents went ahead and made sure that all of us got these shots. And by law, it used to be that you had to do those things. It still is today. If children aren't inoculated, they can't go to public schools. I don't know how it is in private schools, but this is the law. And because it was what was in the best interest of not only us as individuals, but all of us. And now we're at this point where people are listening to what others have to say. Well, Dr. Fauci is a nut job. And the people who are saying it, I don't think they have the chops, you know, Ron, that Dr. Fauci has, right? He's got a doctor in front of his name, and it's not because he's honorary, if you know what I mean.
I do. And the thing is, there's a principle in logic, formal logic, called Occam's razor. And what it says is, it has nothing to do with shaving. Occam's razor says, when you have multiple explanations for a problem, you're trying to figure out what is the cause of this thing, and you have multiple explanations, most of the time, the simplest explanation is the most likely. So the more elaborate and crazy your theory gets, the less and less likely it is to be true. And I think we've now hit peak Occam's razor with respect to vaccination.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call, my friend. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. Your thoughts quickly.
Yes. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Yes. I would not take the vaccine for cancer is because of HHS government.
What is that?
You can read at HHS government.
Okay.
You can read the
vaccine. That's an acronym for what?
The vaccine.
HHS. What is it an acronym for?
I'm not sure, okay, but it's a government.
But so you'd rather die of cancer. You would rather die of cancer than to take a vaccine that may save your life. I'm trying to understand that.
There's reports of adverse effects of the vaccines.
I know, wouldn't you rather take the adverse effects and still be living than to know that you have a sentence for death?
I know people who have been adversely affected, and it is hell to adverse effects.
Living and dying are what the options are, right? You only have two options.
Not necessarily with cancer.
Well,
there are a few people that make it.
Listen, the percentages slim, right? Any people overcoming cancer, certainly with treatment, there are some, but the majority of the people who contract cancer are dying. And if you can save your life through a vaccine, you're telling me you'd be more concerned about the side effects. I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand that.
Okay. Adverse effects also includes death. Vaccines have caused death.
Cancer is going to cause death. For surety, cancer is going to cause your death.
I'm just saying I will take my chances.
All right. Yeah. Calvin, I don't know how you know. That's the right kind of music in the background for that. We got to go to a break, man. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW. ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Lingering travel headaches for thousands. There were hundreds of weather-related and residual cancellations nationwide yesterday. ABC's Janice Yu is at Newark Airport this morning.
Airports across the country continue to be impacted. This is just kind of a trickle-down situation where one airport will be impacted and therefore it will impact another airport. And this is all as airlines try to get operations running smoothly again after the bad weather we experienced, as well as some issues with technology.
The head of United is blaming the FAA for reducing flights by 75% on Monday. Former President Trump heard on audio tape obtained by ABC News talking about the classified documents taken from the White House, expected to be used in special counsel Jack Smith's case. Russian authorities say they've closed a criminal investigation into the armed rebellion led by the Wagner mercenary group and its chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A man who moved to Wisconsin from Virginia to sexually assault a child has received 20 years in a federal prison. WBAY News reports that Stanley J. Seifert was sentenced Friday after pleading guilty to child enticement and receiving child pornography. Court records say that while living in Virginia, Seifert met the 15-year-old girl from Wisconsin on a video game forum. They chatted for months until Seifert moved to Green Bay to be closer to the girl. Authorities say they became aware of Seifert when the girl's mother walked into her daughter's room and found the two chatting online. Seifert went on the run, but police caught him in Michigan. He was extradited back to Wisconsin by the Kewaunee County District Attorney's Office. There was a scare at Seymour High School as crews were called to fight a fire inside the building. According to the Seymour Fire Chief, the fire started inside the school's laundry room in a dryer. The damage is currently unknown, but there were no injuries reported. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
There goes another nighttime.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I just do not understand humankind. And the more stories like this happen, it gets more and more difficult for me to understand humankind, and especially those who believe that there's a power greater than ourselves. So around the clock last week, the entire world was concerned about five people, two billionaires, who went in the submarine, actually coffin, down to see remnants of the Titanic. And the world stopped. They sent rescue craft from all over the world, an army of people. Do you have any idea of how much money was spent in deploying these rescue people from all over the world? Everything else stopped. And they went to save these five lives. Five lives. And man, the media, the news media was all over it. Five lives. One, two, three, four, five. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Five. Hundreds of millions of dollars was spent trying to find a mosquito in an ocean. And guess what? They were able to find it. And the world is still mourning for those five lives. But at the same time, how many of us knew of this tragedy? Um, 750 men, women, and children set sail on a boat from Libya to Italy. The ship's passenger list, if there had been one, would have been made up of people from countries like Syria, Egypt, and Pakistan. Wait a minute. Human beings. The thing that the people had in common in the submarine and that the people had in this ship, they were all human beings. Period. Unlike the five men who chose to travel to see the Titan, nearly all of these refugees would have been fleeing for their lives. They risked a dangerous journey because it felt less risky than staying put in the middle of war or famine. Alarm, phone, an emergency hotline for migrants in trouble at sea said they received a call at 12:17 p.m. Tuesday saying that the boat was in distress and could not survive the night. 725 men, women, and children were on this boat. Of course, they were only human beings from Syria and Egypt and Pakistan. And their lives, all of them, did not equal the lives of the five people who were on the submarine. I said I don't understand human beings. And yet, no such outpour of should we get out and save these people. The Coast Guard helicopter found the ship at 4:30 p.m., but authorities claim that the boat was on a steady course at the time. even though an aerial photo release showed the boat to be packed with hands outstretched, meaning help us save us 725 souls. Greek officials say they had offered assistance, but their offers had been refused, as those on the boat thought even the slightest shift could unbalance the boat. Envision that. Between 7:40 p.m. and 20:40 p.m., Greek officials said the boat was keeping a steady course and speed, although it has been confirmed that the two smaller vessels delivered supplies for those on the ship. Greek officials maintained the ship was not in trouble and was safely on its way to Italy. No need to attempt a rescue. Survivors have said that up to 100 children aboard drowned. What is it about people that they value the lives of five more than they do over 725? I'll tell you, two of the people on the submarine were billionaires. And we are so jaded as a society, as human beings, that we value lives based on things and money more than we do human life that hasn't, you know, accumulated money and things. And let me tell you just how stupid and crazy that is. Because those billionaires, even with all their billions, weren't able to survive 1 millisecond longer than when their time came. Even with all of their billions. Because life and death is equal. It's been rendered that way by the Creator. It doesn't matter that we are so jaded and twisted that we somehow think that, you know, Elon Musk's life is more valuable than other people because he's got so much money. Craziness. I can understand individuals thinking that way, but I can never forgive a society for thinking that way. And so it was a society. It was a society that ignored the 725 people on that rickety boat trying to get to freedom. The five lives that were on that submarine by choice, $250,000 apiece to get a chance to go and explore. Only for a select few. Your thoughts, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. Why are you getting so worked up over that?
If you don't understand 100 children dying, drowning, and 725 people whose lives, you know, many of them died, and we didn't come to their rescue, but five people we sent the world after. If you don't understand, well, I mean, you can only understand what you can understand and what you have the capabilities of understanding. But go ahead.
There's hundreds of thousands of babies that get aborted every day and nobody cares about them.
You know, man, you know, I try. I'm not going to let you. Yeah, and that's what you guys do, man. You know, you do everything you can to twist a subject because you are heartless. You're a heartless person. So you can't even comprehend, man. And you're not alone. And that's what bothers me so much is that Ken is not the only Ken. Because there are others who think just like that. Well, these five people in the submarine, they were rich, they were wealthy, and their lives were important. And the other lives on this rickety boat were not important, right? Because they don't have money and stature. Calvin, I think you wanted to say something.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say I expected something ridiculous to come out of Ken's mouth, but that was shocking. Really? We're talking about people's lives and abortion? Like, what? That's not even remotely relevant. And even if it was, that is a much larger debate about whether abortion is murder. That's a completely different philosophical debate than the one we were having. It's just the obfuscation of the point that these people insist on.
Well, you know, Calvin, I was not going to let him get me upset because he only has the capabilities of seeing things through the lens that he has. And that's the lens that he has. And so, you know, there's no point in me getting upset with a guy who can't discern the difference between the two, you know. And so that's all he has. But that doesn't let others off the hook. Man, the fact that we continue to talk about the five people who died in that submarine and obfuscate from the 725, including 100 children, who drowned is the problem. And so, you know, that's the way the world is, and at the root of all of that is, man, is this somehow belief in a creator that has created, rendered us all equal? The life is all equal. And the problem is we've separated the value of life on this planet based on what you have and who you are. And this is a prime example. Whatever it took, we were going to find that craft. We had to, because did you know there were 2 billionaires at the bottom of the ocean? Got to do something. Got to save them. After all, they're billionaires. But 725 poor souls lose their lives and not as much as a whimper. Where the hell is the media? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Law firm of Gingras Thompson and Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks, 855-954-1186.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 76. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 56. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 78. Chance for scattered storms Thursday and Friday. Upper 70s Thursday, low 80s by Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 76 this afternoon, low of 56 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, if you're just joining us, I'm talking about the horrible situation of that sub where five people lost their lives, five human beings. And so the world responded, and they sent an army of people to try to find those people. And I think part of the reason was that two billionaires were at the bottom of the ocean. And certainly billionaires, you know, we've got to save the billionaires. At the same time, a ship of refugees traveling from different places, Syria, Egypt, and Pakistan. They were on a rickety boat trying to make it to Italy because of the things that were happening in their countries, trying to get the freedom and another shot at life. Even though they were aware that this boat was in jeopardy and in danger of sinking, over 100 children lost their lives. The true value of the life is not based on material things. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republican Party is the protest party. They just are. No one can show me. I wish some Republican could call up and show me that they're not the protest party. Everything they do, they love blood. They love death. I mean, it's just amazing to me how much they love death. And, you know, they can go and talk about a woman's right to choose being about being pro abortion or pro death. That's really what they're saying. No, women having a choice does not mean that she has to choose termination.
Hey Tom, listen, I'm not opposed to
it. She has nothing to do with it.
I'm not opposed to any of those things. But the fact that 725 people on a boat trying to save their lives were ignored and them needing support and help. But five people, and we sent an army. You know, how do you assess that, man?
Well, one's a lucky sperm club and one's not, I guess. Or one's a lucky, ovary part and one's not, I guess. I honestly don't understand that type of thinking either myself, Earl.
But it's
all
there.
I know is that I think we're in a time where if there is a God and if it does intervene of any kind, that now would be a good time to have a Tower of Babylon type of intermediacy that happens in our country or in the world. Where the Tower of Babylon, they're trying to build it up to the sky,
right,
to heaven, and all of a sudden they all spoke different languages because they couldn't get the thing done or whatever. We need a moment like that, because this greed has taken on a cancer of its own. It's either going to kill us all, or there's going to be a new beginning of some sort that the new generation is going to do. But I can't even count on the new generation, because honestly, I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Hey, Tom.
I feel for the next generation.
Hey, Tom, I got to get to the next call. So before we go to a break, it's a long break. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Mary, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl and Calvin. A positive spin I'd like to add to the conversation this morning is that there is a segment of our population that's not going down the road of our skewed and jaded values of money and power. That segment is the youth and the upcoming generation that's able to, with clear vision, intelligence, and energy, that are out there advocating for climate change and the gun madness. I think our future is in their hands, and we'd best follow and support them. You know, there's a group out in Montana, 16 young people that are challenging the state of Montana in court for clear environment. Hey, let's support the youth.
So Mary, right? let me say this. I don't disagree with you that the youth are the only salvation we have. But the fact that we can see things that we know are not right morally, And when you know that instead of sending everything you have to save five, and you don't do the same for 725, we're clearly headed down the wrong path, Mary. And it didn't just happen. And we must change. It's not easy, but how do you prick the souls of people to get them to understand that life's value is equal? Mary, how do we get people who are human beings who should understand that? You know, that shouldn't be something that we should struggle with, getting other human beings to understand that the value of each human being should be the same, since we all are born and we're all going to die, right?
You hit the nail on the head. It's jaded values, and our generations up until now, you know, have gone down the wrong path. So, hey, let's look at the youth. They've got it right.
Thank you very much.
They're coming into voting age, too.
Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Look, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You two can join the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I don't understand humankind. Be right back.
Don't you get so mad about it? Don't you get so mad about it? Don't you get so mad about it? Oh, don't you get so mad about it, babe? Don't you get so mad?
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the ABC Civic News. Media